We talked about the fact that you should be writing and publishing, whether or not those are books or information products, but basically you want to do that in the long term to make sure that your brand is established. And even though you're not going to take the place of, you're not going to have that take the place of monetization, you still do want to do that because you don't want someone else to define your core principles. And pretty much whether or not someone's heard them or not, when you're going to find that, you know, a lot of ideas on the internet are going to sound very similar to yours. They're going to be your unique perspective, and someone else will express them. And you want to make sure that when someone Googles or someone starts to look at that unique perspective, that you have it written and published. So again, that's a longer term thought process, but you do want to be in the process of doing that. But now this week we're talking about, again, positioning yourself as an educator. And this week we're going to focus on a different aspect of it, which is what you're going to do about competition. And basically, the only thing that you can really effectively do about competition is this. I mean, you've got to establish yourself in the marketplace, in your niche, in your sub-niche with educational routines. And I'm going to get into what that means here in a minute. And what happens is, I mean, it can be intimidating. You know, if you're an information marketer or whatever you're doing, when your competition announces what they are about to do, it can be a little intimidating. You might feel like, boy, okay, I've got to react to that now. And I've got to do something because they're in the process of doing something, or I've got to kind of match fire with fire, or I've got to readjust what I'm doing. You really want to be careful about that. And one of the things that will keep you from doing that is to establish some educational routines, particularly if you are trying to position yourself as an educator in the market. And what this is more of a psychological thing than anything else. If you don't have these educational routines in place where you're making your statement to the market, it can be demoralizing seeing other people do certain things and you feeling like you got to react to them. That's a very human aspect of this business, that you can't just be a machine. You see something sometimes and you think, well, man, mine doesn't even match up to that. And you don't really want to, you don't really want to release what it is that you have to do. And so part of the discipline of this business, even if you're in an existing business and what you're doing is you're establishing an information part of your business, or if you are just marketing information, the psychology is still the same. You don't want to be demoralized by what your competition is doing. And there's really nothing you can do about what they're doing. Even if you try to match what they're doing with something that you're doing, you can't move your market. You shouldn't be moving your market position. You shouldn't be moving your activity based on what someone else is doing. And it's always going to be questionable as to whether or not they're really your competition anyway. I mean, in many cases, especially in the case of information marketers, this is really more like a partner that's doing something that's maybe similar to you, maybe a little better than you, maybe a little worse than you, but they're still doing it. You still should not be responding necessarily to what they're doing to the point where you're not going to be releasing regular content. You're not going to be doing regular workshops. You're not going to be doing regular product launches. And so one of the things that you can do for yourself and the market is to establish your own routine as an educator. And you've got to establish that routine as someone in the marketplace position themselves as the source of information. And we kind of start with this idea that permission is always granted. It really is. When you establish what you bring in the marketplace, you don't need anyone's permission. So when you start talking about, I'm going to do a weekly workshop, I'm going to train on a regular basis, you don't need your customer's permission. You don't need the competition's permission. You don't need the big player's permission. You don't need anyone's permission. You want to establish this because it's your statement to the marketplace as to what it needs. And again, you're not going into the marketplace saying you're the expert. Once again, you're saying, I'm going to train on something that's necessary based on my own perspective. And in many cases, if you want someone to see you and partner with you, it's what some people call deal flow. If you want to generate deal flow, you got to already have your own thing going. if you're going to have, and you're going to start inviting people to podcasts and summits, you've got to start having something in place that's already there, because people are going to Google you and they want to see that you've got some activity. And so you've got to do this independent of everyone else's schedule. In fact, if anyone's going to be reacting, you want to make sure that other people are reacting to your schedule. And you can't do that until you establish some kind of educational position or schedule or order of things that you're introducing to the marketplace. And so if you change what you're offering to the market based on what the market allows you to offer, you're probably not going to do it. And so you've got to make sure that you're doing what you, again, what you've scheduled, what you said you're going to do, and what you're going to be doing on a regular basis. Now, there are going to be times when you're going to have to adjust to work with a partner, or your partner says, hey, you know, I can only do this for you on this day. Let's say it's a joint venture partner. You'd be better off doing something different for that partner rather than adjusting what you've already got going. So in other words, you start talking about moving launch dates. You start talking about moving workshops around. You start talking about doing things that are off your schedule for the sake of having partners. You'd be better off adjusting and creating something new for the other partner. Now, that might sound daunting. It might sound intimidating because maybe you're not necessarily yet in production mode, but this is the kind of thing that you'll need in order to get yourself in production mode. And so sometimes it matters, if you're going to work with other people, that again, you stick to your schedule and you produce something different for, you know, the partners you're going to be working with. Now, again, that really depends on what it is that you're producing. That depends on what it is you're launching. In short, here's what you need to kind of take away from this. You never take permission from the marketplace to release something. So if you're waiting for someone's permission to launch, you're waiting on someone's permission to do a workshop, you're waiting on someone's permission to launch a book, then you've got to change that. You're going to need to establish your own routine to the marketplace. If you do a weekly workshop on Monday nights every month, and someone says, well, hey, you know what, I want to do something with you, but I can only do it on Monday. If you say, well, hey, you know what, I've got a workshop I do every Monday, I can't do it then, is there a way for you to do either come to my workshop, or is there a way for me to do an interview with you on my podcast, whatever the case is. But you've got to establish your own routine in the marketplace, if for no other reason, then it really does mean that, hey, you know what, you may not be a player yet, but you are going to be a player, and this is not something that you're going to change. Now, what do we mean by educational offerings? What do we mean by that? Well, you've got to decide what kind of educational offers you're going to bring to the marketplace. And so when we use the word education here, we're not just talking about people who are teaching things that are going to be, you know, information for the sake of improving lives. Sometimes you're just trying to inspire people. And sometimes maybe your market or your niche in information is to entertain people, make them laugh, or to sing. It doesn't really matter. The mechanics of this are the same. When I say educational offerings, I could say content offerings. You are bringing to the marketplace something that they need or want to hear from you. And so you're going to need to bring some kind of free workshop on a weekly basis, some kind of way that even whether you're teaching something or you are giving somebody something. But again, about 30 minutes every week is about the limit. You should be doing something free for the marketplace at about 30 minutes. Now, again, now if you're a performer and you're talking about singing for 30 minutes, maybe that's not the right thing to do, especially if you've got customers buying your music. But you should be doing something, right, where, you know, whether you're telling stories or whatever the case is, you're bringing your people something on a weekly basis that they can get for absolutely free so that you can establish yourself as a person of value in the marketplace. And this is where you're going to teach somebody how to best use what it is that you're selling. So basically, what are you doing? You're teaching people how to be a better customer. And so you're going to give them all of the information they need in order to use what you sell, whatever it is. You're going to give them everything they need to enjoy what you're giving them, whatever that is. And so you do that on a weekly basis. How can people get more enjoyment from what it is you're selling them on a regular basis? Do that on a weekly basis. I think it should be weekly. Some people think it should be monthly. It doesn't really matter. But if you're getting started and you're trying to figure out, well, how often should I be giving away something? 30 minutes every week is a good benchmark until you can really establish your own routine. You should also be bringing some kind of regular content. Or you're a blogger or a writer, you should be doing something on a weekly basis, maybe a weekly blog post. If you're a podcaster, maybe something on a weekly basis. Now, again, I've said this on other calls. John Lee Dumas, I think when he did Entrepreneurs on Fire, did it daily for a long time. Now, he recorded all the same episodes on the same day, and he released them on a daily basis, but still, and I'll get to that here in a minute, you really do want to do something that's regular that people can kind of set their watch around. And so if you're a video creator, maybe you're a YouTuber, should be on a regular schedule. And so you've got to be able to do this on a regular basis. Now, you've got to be careful not to create too much exclusive content for social media postings. So in other words, some social media will kind of throttle what it is that you're doing if they can sense that you're posting this same thing elsewhere and you're doing it simultaneously. Let's say you've got a tool, and you're doing it, you're syndicating this stuff all in the same place. I don't know how the technology works, but in some cases when you do that, the social media companies, they'll say, you know what, we're not going to give this as much reach because it's not exclusively for us. Now, but before you start doing, let's say, four different blog posts for four different kinds of content, one for YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, and some of the other ones, or Twitter, before you start doing that, start thinking about doing it exclusively for your blog. And it's almost better to take what you do for your site, for your platform, and repurpose it, or to re-massage it, or to redo it, even if they throttle it. Right? You want to establish that this is going to be your medium. You want to drive people to where you're going to do your best where you are. Right? You want to drive people to your site. Now, again, I'm not saying don't promote yourself on social media platforms, but you ought not rely on them to produce and publish your content. Now, naturally, the more you publish there, the more they're going to give you an incentive to do that by giving you more people to see your stuff, right? Because they want you to produce a unique content for their site. So again, what you're doing though is you're contributing to their site. You got to understand that. Now, you need to have a home base, right? Or separate home bases. So in other words, before you post to social media, make sure you're posting to your home base. Now, if you're working on a platform, produce to your platform first, and then share that on social media. Now, when we start talking about education or inspiration or even entertainment, you should be bringing some kind of monetizable offering to the marketplace. You've got to sell something. Right, so yes, you're going to be helping people. Yes, you're going to be making their lives better. Yes, you're going to be helping them be good customers. You're going to do all that for free on a regular basis. But you've also got to establish on a regular basis that you are going to be asking for the sale at a particular point in time. Some kind of monetizable offering. It needs to be regular. If you can do it weekly, do it weekly. If you can do it monthly, do it monthly. If you're going to do the first month of every week, do the first month of every week. And this is whether or not you're going to be getting big JV partners or big affiliate partners to promote you. You've got to establish your own educational routine for the sake of your customers. Now, again, you're going to have to work up to the point where people are seeing your offerings, but even still, you've got to establish your own routine. And so you've got to establish your own self as a person of value. Right. And it's almost as if, well, you know, no one's seeing this stuff. Why am I doing this? Anytime that you produce something, it's always repurposeful and you can always reuse something. Even if someone doesn't see it well the first time, they'll see it again the second time. And sometimes, you know, if you can just establish yourself with the routine, you can always reuse what it is you produce at a later time when you think it's going to sell better. And honestly, you know, I say weekly, but the frequency of launch doesn't matter as much as you being consistent. So if you're going to do it every month, do it every month, same week, same time. So in other words, don't do it, you know, week one this month and then week four next month. If you're going to do it every month, right, do it week one, every single month, ad nauseum, ad infinitum, forever, right? Do it that way. And so, but at the same time, when you start talking about your monetizable offerings, again, now we're not in this for charity. We're in this to generate profit. You can't spread your monetizable offerings out too far. You're going to have to be assertive and aggressive. If going every, let's say every month, the first week of every month, if that's aggressive, if that's assertive for you, you're going to have to push to do that. So in other words, don't spread them out every 2 months and every 3 months just so that you can have something regular and finish them. Try to establish something monthly or weekly. Weekly is better, but if you can't do that, then monthly is even better, even if you got to be a little more assertive, even if you've got to break stuff down in order to get it into that format. Be assertive and do something on a regular basis that's monetizable, that you're asking your customer to buy something from you, you're asking your subscriber list to buy something from you, you're asking your JVs to promote something for you, right? Put the onus back on the marketplace. When you establish a regular routine of offerings, so people can be involved with you. Now, here's what this does for you psychologically, because there is a tendency, and I don't know anyone that does not fall into this, especially with the prevalence of social media. There's a belief that if I can be seen enough, then I will be, you know, then I'll make more sales. And that's sort of true, right? But it's less important that you get seen than it is for you to get your offering seen. Because even if you're looking for an affiliate partners, they're really kind of focused on whether or not your offering is going to work for them. And so, yeah, they know you, they like you, but they're focused on, hey, you know what? Will this help me to be a better vendor to my customers by promoting you? So you've got to get your offering seen as well as getting yourself seen. So again, don't focus a lot about getting seen. Focus your attention on getting what it is you're bringing to the marketplace scene, right? There's a difference. And so when you're on a regular basis, that's what that's going to do. Now, here's a routine that matters. There is a routine that matters. It's not what you are doing. So in other words, it's not, you know, I've got to work the first 6 hours of every day, even though those things are important, or, you know, I've got to work 5 hours a day, or I've got to produce, let's say, you know, 500 words per day. Those things are important, but they're not as important in terms of establishing the routine that we're talking about. It's what the customer receives. So in other words, you've got to align your routines with what your customer or your listeners or your viewers receive. If you are producing a blog post every single day, you've got to rethink and you've got to restructure your production so that that matters. What matters is that blog post is going to happen every single day at a specific time of the day, right? That's what really matters. So it doesn't matter how you get to it until you establish that the customer is going to get that. And so what the customer sees matters. That's where you have to focus. Now, let's say you're going to be producing a weekly podcast. It's less important that, hey, you know, I do all of my interviews on Monday and all those things are important, but they're secondary to the fact that you're establishing a weekly podcast on the same day every week. And you've got to line up your production so that you get those things done and so that it happens. What matters is what the customer experiences. They've got to experience getting this on a regular basis. That's what matters. Now, if you focus on that, you will adjust your personal production. And that really is what matters when you are an information marketer of any kind. Even if you're marketing information to sell something else and you're not only selling information, you're selling, let's say, a physical product, and you're doing your information part of your business so that you'll be you'll have better relationships with your customers, that's fine. You still got to put your production in line with focusing on what the customer sees and what they experience. Now, if you say yes to some things, and know the things that are good, you will establish that, hey, you know what? Not everything is going to be necessary for me to do to get this production done. So that's going to mean all the time that sometimes you're going to say yes to some people, and other times you're just going to have to say no, because your production and what your customer sees is what really matters. Now, you're probably thinking, well, I've heard about this. I've heard about a publishing calendar. Is that what this is? Is that what you're talking about? Sort of, right? It's sort of what we're talking about. It's only part of the answer. You got to focus in order of monetization. So in other words, what matters now, if your publishing calendar leads directly to monetization, yes, it is. But if it's indirect to monetization, then it's only part of the answer. What matters is, are you producing on a regular basis the things that are going to get you traffic, right? That's what matters. Are you producing things that are going to get you more revenue? In other words, are you asking for the sale in everything that you do? So whatever it is, you prioritize it in order of how it's going to bring you toward monetization. Yes, you need to be doing a weekly workshop. Yes, you should be doing a blog post. You prioritize how you get those things done in how and where it fits in terms of your monetization. Now, again, it's another thing. It's going to put you in front of the right partners. All of these educational routines are going to do that if you focus on, you put them in priority order of how they lead to monetization, right? So you don't do education for education's sake. Once again, I'm using education in the way that, you know, all could also mean inspiration as well as entertainment. Now, probably one thing that you're going to have to think about is, you know, where's email fall in this? So you know, how are you going to be thinking about where email falls and how do I think about this, right? Your top priority is always going to be to grow and engage your email subscribers. That's always going to be the case. And you're going to have to do that on a regular basis. So that's really what matters over and above everything else. When you write to make sure, you have got to, in that email, yes, make sure that you're still providing value on a regular basis. Now, there's some debate on whether or not you should be doing that. Now, I would still say that even if what you're doing is entertaining people in your emails and you're keeping them engaged, I'm not saying you have to teach every time, right? That depends on your style. That depends on your niche. That depends on how you come to the marketplace. You don't always have to teach in your emails. Again, now your emails are designed to market, designed to connect with your audience. They're designed to build a relationship with your audience. And that doesn't mean that you need to be teaching all the time, unless that's your brand. That isn't it. So again, you've got to do it every day. You've got to connect every day, and you've got to be a solid educator, whatever it is, again, if that means inspiration or entertainment. Now, the email is, though, higher in priority, even if you don't have the leads yet. So you don't have the leads you want, your marketing list isn't as big as you want, you still need to write every day. Even if you have nobody in there yet, you need to be writing every day. It's a habit you have to establish. Because if you don't establish this habit, what's going to happen is you will never get into the habit of doing it if you do not. Now, all the time when you write, you should be trying different formats and different levels of content. Now, the obvious question is, does email come higher than social media in terms of what you're doing if you don't necessarily have the leads you want? Social media comes after education production. So don't prioritize your social media activity before you start producing. If you're doing blog posts, if you're doing workshops, if you're doing product launches, please do not prioritize social media over and above those things. You have to have something to bring to social media that's going to be interesting. And the only way you're going to have that is you've got to be producing your blog or your email or your video on a regular basis. And if you don't have those things, what you're really going to be doing is you're going to be playing into social media in terms of, you know, kind of being there to be, you know, to be sold to. And I'll get to why this is important here in a minute. Again, you've got to have things that are going to be unique, helpful, and interesting. It's kind of hard to do that if you're not necessarily going to be doing. Now, again, now they reward you for being social, right? They don't even reward you necessarily for bringing value to your customer. They reward you for being social. Now again, you've got to have something though if you're going to do that. And if you do focus totally on social, you'd be basing your interaction on personality. And again, there's nothing wrong with doing it that way. You still do have to get into production mode, and it's going to be more difficult to get into production mode if you are back and forth doing personality-based social media interaction. Now, I will say this. There's plenty of traffic on social media. There's plenty, especially on YouTube. Now, again, that doesn't mean you have to be and start a YouTube channel. But I'm just saying, if you want to be social, there's plenty of traffic on YouTube, right? If you're gonna, and YouTube is someplace between like a content area or in social media. So some people call it social media, some people call it content. It's probably someplace in between. Here's the thing, right? The attention that people pay on social media is fragmented. So people are not necessarily fully engaged with your stuff anyway. And so you're going to have to balance the time you spend there with coming up with your best ideas and bringing your best ideas to market and publishing your best ideas. It's hard to do that if you're on social media a lot, right? You've got to bring your best to the marketplace. And sometimes, and again, now this thought is not original to me. I've mentioned the book Deep Work by Cal Newport. And if you haven't read that book, it's kind of an interesting perspective. Here's someone who left social media altogether, and what he found was that spending that time coming up with something that was awesome gave him more credibility in the marketplace when he finally brought it there than if he had spent that time on social media, right? So again, it's a matter of priority and how you want to do it. Here is the key point. If you are on social media a lot, you are reacting. And that is what educators don't do. They don't react. This idea of doing an educational routine puts you in the driver's seat. You have to be in the driver's seat in your business. And if you become an educator in your market or your niche, people will then have to react to you. Now, I'm not saying that, all the great partners and all the people that are doing promotions, they're all of a sudden going to come to you because you start a weekly workshop. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying, though, is you need to establish your own self in the market so that you grow organically and that you establish who you are in the marketplace and that you're not just going there and saying, oh, well, somebody else is doing something, I got to do this now. You do not react in the marketplace as an information marketer. You have to force people to react to you, and you establish that by bringing things to the marketplace on a regular basis. Positioning yourself as an educator with routines puts you in control. Even if you're already looking for partners, even if you're looking for customers, even if you're looking for collaborators, you still need to be in control of your business, and you can't do that if you don't have anything going on. And you've got to have it going on so that people know to look for something on a regular basis. Even if at this point don't have a lot of people looking for it, you can still establish yourself if you will put in the work to make sure that you've got your regular publishing, you've got your regular workshop or training, you've got your regular monetizable offering. Okay, are there any questions?